Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I just got a little boost, Marty.
Of what?
Well, let's just say that during the preseason, and this has always been the case, not always easy to like compile statistics, trust that everything's going to get updated in a timely manner. The league promises through this site that we use in the media that they will update on a daily basis. Anyway, seconds ago, that site updated. So I'm happy to report the Sabres are still atop the Atlantic Division. 2-0. And it's now I have to ask you, who do you think is leading the NHL in preseason points?
Oh, boy. In preseason, I have no idea.
That's the correct answer, because while Miles Wood scored last night against Buffalo, Matthew Wood, a rookie for the Predators, is leading the way with a goal and four helpers in two games so far.
Now, I know you remember what happened last year in preseason, but do you think our fans, like off the top of their head, if you said Sabres are 2-0 this year, do you remember what happened last year in preseason?
No idea.
People would not remember. Now, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. They played with their main group for a couple of games over to Europe.
Yes.
And there was the Rochester Americans playing all the preseason games.
And like, they played well.
And they played well and they won and they battled. And then, but preseason, you forget about it as soon as game one happens because it does not matter. Does not matter at all. The results. In that, like, okay, like the preparation, everything matters, but yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Has Devin hasn't allowed a goal, has he?
No, he played two periods, the third period in both games. And I think he's made probably nine saves in two periods, four and five, maybe.
This is funny. I'm looking for Levi here in goals against, and they don't have him listed despite the fact he's played 40 minutes. Anyway.
He may have not played, like maybe you need to play at least one game 60 minutes to be listed.
No, because Georgiev tops the list along with Hildeby at 40 minutes with nothing, and Nedeljkovic as well. So anyway, that was all just fun and games.
The good thing is that on NHL.com, I know we have our own media site through the NHL that we have access to, but NHL.com, they are not listing preseason stats.
No.
So that's what really matters.
Well, anyway, I don't know. We've probably heard something like this over the course of time, but Marco Sturm, new coach of the Bruins, says, we need Zadorov to be a leader this year. Well, last night, the Bruins were down 4-1 in the third period to the New York Rangers when Zadorov unlocked the door to the room. By way of his overtime heroics. So
yeah, and Zadorov, I love Big Z, and I remember him getting drafted, and I was on the ice with him during the summertime, and big kid at heart. And we were in Vegas at the draft a couple of years back and ended up in the elevator with the Big Z with a robe on. He was on his way to the spa, and I love him, right? Because he's got such a good personality. He's a tough man, big guy. And he scores in overtime at MSG. And because of where he scored, the door to the Zamboni and the exit for the visiting team was right there. he decided to take the door. We've seen that happen. Matthew Tkachuk has done it, whatever. But I'm like, come on, Z, this is preseason. You wasted a really good regular season overtime celebration in a meaningless preseason game. So there's kids on the Boston Bruins that were probably excited. The backup goaltender, I don't even know who is the backup, but he's in that corner. So Z scores, goes to the door opens, he goes out. He goes, Nikita Zadorov goes right out to the locker room. That backup goaltender jumped on the ice to go celebrate with his partner at the other end of the ice. So I'm like, it was awkward, right? It was a weird celebration, maybe wasted in preseason, but I do like, so the Bruins have made some changes in their uniform and the stripes and everything.
No
the freshness
cares.
Of the white jerseys were good yesterday. I know. Duffer is going with the sound effect that sounds like exactly.
Concern in the crease for two of Buffalo's division rivals. Obviously, the situation in Toronto is Joe Woll taking a leave of absence for a family matter. Last night, Hildeby played really well. They ended up losing a 2-0 lead in the third and falling in overtime to Ottawa. And these results are obviously irrelevant, but it's a reality that Toronto's dealing with. And Tampa has not had Andre Vasilevsky on the ice for any of the last 4 days. So
I'm way more concerned with Tampa. Way more concerned with Tampa. Look, Vasilevsky was lights out last year. He was actually third in my goalie ranking entering this season with Hellebuck and Shesterkin at 1 and 2 and Vasilevsky at 3. After the back surgery 2 years ago, he was back to form. So this is a concern. Not having Vasilevsky on the ice, having to rely on Jonas Johansson for a little bit. I know that John Cooper, they did it a couple years back and they were fine. They still made the playoffs and everything, but I would be concerned right now if I'm Tampa. If I'm Toronto, Duffer, I'm not concerned at all because last year we saw Woll getting hurt. Stolarz played well. Stolarz got hurt. Woll played well. They have Dennis Eldeby, as you talked about. He played well last night. And they have a kid named Aktyamov, who is really, really good. And maybe that opens the door for the Leafs to say, hey, you know what? We're going to get Eldeby and Aktyamov some minutes in the NHL. So I'm not concerned with the Leafs, but I'm very concerned in Tampa. And what is going on? Because, look, the Eastern Conference this year, for me, is going to be a dogfight. I mean, it's just the way it is. Ottawa wants to stay in the picture. Montreal wants to stay in the picture. The Rangers want to get back in. The Islanders want to get back in. Buffalo, Detroit wants to get in. You know, Tampa wants to stay there. Carolina, New Jersey, they want to stay there. There's going to be a dogfight of about 10 to 12 teams out of the 16 teams, in my opinion. And if you're Tampa and all of a sudden you don't have your star netminder to start the year, it's going to be tough.
Right, but we're nowhere near that, and nor has that been suggested. We're just merely stating the facts that Vasilevsky has not been on the ice for each of the last 4 days. What else is happening within the division? There was one other thing I wanted to get to. But, oh, well, with Tampa, did you see the quote from Victor Hedman? Apparently it was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
During the players' media tour, Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News asked him about Florida. They are not going to win three in a row.
I like, that's a great NHL.com headline right there. Like, that is better than, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life, or the casual stuff. Like, this is Victor Hedman. He understands the rivalry between Florida and Tampa. The fact that Tampa, you know, won their back-to-back, went to three straight cups. Now Florida does it in reverse order. They lost one, then won back-to-backs. There's a lot there. There's a great rivalry in Tampa, and I love that Victor Hedman is saying, no, they're not going to win three in a row. And Victor Hedman, by the way, he had a fantastic year last year. When I think of another player that is aging but is, like, finer over the time, like a really good wine, like, that's Victor Hedman. And he was really good, and they need him. Like, that Tampa team,
that's the crazy part,
has lost some parts. They need him.
You're looking at just how the Sabres are constructed right now, right? Yeah. With young defense, and imagine if it ages together, and like if one of them has production that's dropping a little bit. Well, who's to say that like a younger version like Power doesn't, you know, take over that mantle? That's not the case in Tampa. Like, Victor has just had to be, and it helped bringing McDonough back to the organization. There's no question about that. But my goodness, the steadiness of Hedman is something. What a luxury to have as a coach every year, believing that you know, you're going to get something similar from all the years prior.
Unbelievable luxury, and that's great. And, I mean, you talk about Tampa. Let's stick in the Atlantic Division. Mm-hmm. So Montreal played a preseason game last night and a day against Philly. And the line of Suzuki, Caulfield, and Slafkovsky really lighted it up. They were good. Caulfield scored early in the game, Suzuki later. So I was asking myself, because we've been talking about top line, right? The Sabres top line, Thompson, Norris, Benson, whatever. Where would you put Thompson, Norris, Benson in the, you know, top lines in the NHL? And I'm still not sure. I'm like, is this middle of the pack? Depends. If Tage Thompson has 45 to 50 goals, it's top 10 because you have a guy that scores that many. But I look at the reason Montreal made the playoffs last year was because of that line. Because they had nothing after that. That was because of that line. I did not believe it, but I pulled the numbers on Money Puck. They were the top scoring line as a line last year. They were on the ice for 49 goals for. Better than the Shifley, Connor, and Velarde line. Better than the Gensel, Point, Kucherov line. Better than Ross, Crosby, Raquel. Like, they were the best line. Suzuki, Caulfield, and Slafkovsky last year. In the NHL, when you look at just the goals for that they've scored. And add Hudson into the mix, like in his ability to join the rush. They added Noah Dobson. They have Caden Gooley. Like, that top line could be another one of those X factor this year. Now, the Rangers have the top players that could be an X factor. Sabres could be, with Thompson and Norris, X factors. But that's the reason Montreal made the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. They really played well last night, but if they don't get that type of production from their top line, I don't see Montreal in the mix. But if they do, it's going to be, again, you know, a tight race to those playoff spot.
How concerned are you for player and team when it comes to the McTavish in Anaheim and Luke Hughes situation in New Jersey?
I am concerned for both of those teams because New Jersey...
Teams more than players?
Yes, teams more than players. I do feel that this would get resolved, and December 1st is the deadline, right? Like, those players have to be signed by December 1st or they cannot play in the NHL this year.
Right.
That was William Nylander with the Leafs a few years back, and he got it done like late November. But I do feel that McTavish and Hughes will get their money at some point. But there is a very, very good chance that you start the season, if you're New Jersey, you don't have Luke Hughes, and you stub your toe. Anaheim especially without McTavish. Like, this is a big season for Joel Quenneville, Pat Verbeek, and the Anaheim Ducks. And if you start the season without Mason McTavish, that's a tough, you know, player to replace. So I think because of the way the East is, if New Jersey doesn't come off to a good start and they don't have Luke Hughes, and if it's a distraction for Jack Hughes on top of it, because his brother's not there, and Anaheim doesn't start well without McTavish, both teams could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, the worst look, though, is for Anaheim because they have so much cap space. It's understandable it's what the Devils are trying to do.
Such a bad
here.
Look,
yeah. Yeah, it's just really tough. So we haven't had
and
a chance.
And they made so many, like, decisions this year. We're going to trade Zegras. We're going to, mm-hmm. you know, bring in Quenville and all of that.
And Granlund and Kreider.
Yeah, and then you're going to decide, and Kreider to trade. Mm-hmm. But you're going to decide to not have one of your best players sign? Yeah. Like, that's a very... A tough decision to make.
Where do you think Carter Hart is going to end up in goal?
Well, Carolina was rumored. I don't see Carolina just because Anderson, unless there's some physical concerns before October 1st, because that's the date that those players can sign. Mm-hmm. You know, they can start training. Anyway, there's dates in there. They can start talking to teams on October 1st, sign on the 15th. Start trading November 15 and join the teams December 1st. But Vegas has entered the chat. And to me, Vegas is a very, very likable scenario. I'm not sold on Aiden Hill. I saw Aiden Hill kind of dip a little bit last year. They have Akir Schmidt as their backup. I think Carter Hart in Vegas would make a lot of sense. And look, it's Vegas. They somehow... Like, everything works for them. And I think if you're Carter Hart, you're saying, let me get to a place where I'm going to hide, right? I'm just going to go and play. And Vegas is probably the best place for that.
Well, wouldn't you think that it would be a shorter term, low money deal for Hart?
Yes.
Based on having to try to get acclimated again with the NHL?
Or
do you think somebody is going to just come in and say, oh, no, we've wanted this player for a long time, and they're going to give multiple years and more money than we can imagine.
I think it would be a low term and okay money. I'm not saying league minimum, but I'm also not saying $4.5 million, $5 million. But mm-hmm. maybe you're given a two-year deal at $2-2.5 million a year to bring in a guy. But also, to me, Carter Hart and the other players – they may start with a conditioning stint and play some game in the AHL. Like, Carter Hart hasn't played a hockey game in 2 years. Like, December of 2023 was when things got put on hold, and he hasn't played since. He didn't go to Europe, didn't play any games. So if you're Vegas or Carolina, you're probably saying, hey, December 1st, you're joining the team, but you're going to go play 2-3 weeks in the American League. And we're thinking, you know, January of 2026 as mm-hmm. a time where you join back in the NHL, which maybe those two teams are looking at, where are we going to be in January? Because we've dealt with injuries and goalie issues in the past, and that just makes sense to play the long game with a guy like Carter Hart in that way.
More numbers and maybe birthdays when we come back on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.